Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Romance. I'm your host, Tricia Harley McCarthy, a platform for writers, authors, and poets alike who love everything about romance, like I do. Today's special guest is Erica Phillips. It's a duo writing team who will be discussing the historical romance. So please join us as I interview Erica Phillips and find out more about them. Enjoy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Phillips?
This is Phillips.
And is Erica there?
Go ahead.
Yep, I am here.
You can hear me both.
Yes, yes, good. Yes.
Excellent. Thank you for joining me today. We're now live on the show, and after a little technical difficulty with any live show, because I've had this happen before, we're ready to go. So welcome to All About Romance.
Thank you for having us.
And absolutely. And your writing duo, which I didn't really know until, I don't know, maybe a conversation with Erica a couple days ago maybe. So
yeah,
when we were scheduling
yeah.
all this. So yeah. I love it. I love it. You guys are all incognito. I like that too. It's all very mysterious.
I was just gonna say we're women of mystery.
Yes.
That's right, and I like that. So, you know, you gotta keep them guessing.
Yep.
So tell us about this. I find this fascinating because I think it's amazing how two people can write one book together. How do you mm-hmm. that?
So really, I think what we do is we each brainstorm, we come up with ideas of what we want to write, whether it's historical or contemporary. But when it comes mm-hmm. to actually writing the book, we each take a book, we write it, and then we come back, we collaborate together, we brainstorm ideas. But it's usually only one of us actually writing the book until then we get to edit, and then we edit together.
And then during the editing process,
okay.
we kind of try to mesh our writing styles a little bit more.
So you both kind of write the same book each individually, and then you kind of pull it together at the end and then do the editing process together? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, we're each kind of in charge of one book at a time, and like we're each working on separate ones right now. And then we'll come together and edit, or anytime we kind of get stuck on plot points, we're constantly running ideas past each other and things. So
right.
there aren't usually too many surprises.
I like that. And the current book that you just released is the Vixen book, and that's
yes.
historical. And, you know, I love historical romance. That's what I started writing, or not writing, reading when I started writing a reading romance, and especially Regency. That was kind of my favorite period.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I tried writing my own, and I realized, boy, you have to do a lot of research. You have to do a lot of, you have to know a lot of historical things and, you know, the time frames and the costumes they wore. You know, there's so much that goes into historical. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm like a super nerd too, so I get lost down the rabbit hole of, oh, that's really interesting. What more can I find out about now? And how can
right,
I bring this
right.
fun fact into the book?
Yeah.
I really started out with Catherine Coulter. If you've read her stuff, her Regency stuff is fabulous. And then she kind of moved into more of an FBI kind of more modern series. And mm-hmm. I think she got offended with me because I sent her an email saying I really enjoyed the books. She goes, oh, have you read my FBI series? I said, no, it's all your romance, your Regency romance. She's all, oh. And I'm like, didn't know how to come back from that one, but
yeah,
I think I offended her a little bit. But I mean, I know that you also write. You're coming out with a anthology, if I'm not mistaken, for Suburb
yeah.
Sizzle. I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I've seen that on Instagram. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we are collaborating with 12 other authors. They're going to be all short novellas. That is a contemporary novella that we've put into that. And yeah, it's just kind of a fun thing that we worked with some other authors and just kind of collaborating and really excited to see it all coming together and all of us working together to have this, you know, kind of big release here soon. So really excited to see what it all turns out to be.
Because that you're releasing that in what, the May 31st? Is that when that's happening?
Yeah, we're hoping for Memorial Weekend, so we're getting into
right.
the home stretch here. So yeah, so we're hoping it should be pretty soon. We'll get everything together, and that will be released. And very fun.
That's exciting. And so tell us about your current historical one that you just released. I want to read that one. I have so much in my 2BR pile to read that, you know. I always try to help indie authors who need reviews, too, because that's a real issue, you know. It's like if you don't get enough reviews.
If you don't have the reviews, you don't get seen. If your book doesn't get seen, you don't get the review. It's this endless cycle.
I know.
So,
it is.
Yeah.
It is. And, I totally get that. And I finally hit a milestone with On Ice, my hockey romance. I finally got 25 reviews. And on Amazon. I know.
That's huge.
That's like,
congratulations.
Thank you. It's a milestone, I think.
It is.
But, you know, it's like anything else.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I know you ladies face that same thing. And tell me about the book. And then I want you to tell me what you feel is something that most indie authors struggle with, because, you know, we have to do everything. We have to do it all, you know?
Yeah. True. I'll start with the struggle. I think the biggest thing is exactly what you hit on is just getting the reviews, because the reviews generally bump you up higher where people are going to see you when they do a search. You know, if people are specifically looking for our books, they're easy enough to find. But when there's so many choices out there, it's just, you know, they can get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
So yeah, The Spiteful Vixen is a pirate romance and 18th century,
right.
And again, some research there. And this was one yet another one that we came up with. We vacationed together frequently, and we were floating around at a resort with some beverages and kicking ideas back and forth. And my husband is a big fan of pirate anything. Like, we went to a medieval times kind of thing, but it was for a pirate ship with our children. He always uses the children as the excuse. And
So,
you know, he said, I looked at Erica and I was like, you know, we haven't had any pirates yet. And that's how it kind of started. So,
do you hedge, what year frame are you looking at as far as your book goes? I'm just curious.
1724.
Ah, that, and I love that area. I love that era. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And I've read a lot of them. They go to Tortuga and they go to all these other ports of call, and you know, they're all
She starts out in Barbados, and that's because I had just finished one of my favorite books when I was young was The Witch of Blackbird Pond, and I had just read it with my daughter. And she starts out in Barbados and ends up, you know, in New England. And I'm like, well, instead of New England, how about we just throw a pirate adventure in there, some romance, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah. I just like, you can just whip it up out of thin air. I admire that. That's
great. It might have taken a little longer than that.
So, I'm sure it did. But it goes faster when you have cocktails, I think, when brainstorming. That lets it, everything flow, literally. So,
And no ideas are, you know, too ridiculous at the time. So that's always good.
I love that. And I like how you guys can go from historical to contemporary. That is totally awesome, because I don't see a lot of that happening with authors that are writing historical. Usually they stick to historical and don't really venture into contemporary. And So that's very, I take my hats off to you. I applaud that.
I think we kind of go back and forth just because with the historical, you're doing kind of more research and you have to kind of think about your word choice differently. And I think the contemporary is just a nice break after you've done historical and vice versa. I like having the variety.
Okay. So your heroine, is she English by nationality? And then she gets on a ship and then gets taken over by the pirates. How does that work?
Yes. Yes. Her father is a big landowner in Barbados, and they have a bunch of sugar cane, and she's being shipped off to England because it's time for her to go get some, you know, etiquette lessons and be kind of presented in English society and try to find a, you know, nice, suitable husband because they've kind of seen what there is on the island and Papa wants more. So he's sending her off. And then we find out later on that there was a plan all along for her to marry someone she had already known. And in the meantime, the pirate gets involved in there, and then it's all uphill or downhill, however you want to look at it from there on out.
Does the pirate have links to the ton or the aristocracy from England too? And then he kind of just rebelled and decided to become a pirate?
Oh, no, he has a sad backstory. He actually isn't a fan of the aristocracy because he has a lot of brothers and sisters younger that he was responsible for, and he ended up kind of being sent off to work on the ships when he was young to kind of help provide for his siblings.
He
doesn't want to be a pirate, but he's just so darn good at it. And, you know, it's been pretty lucrative. So he manages to look past the, you know, the inconvenience of it for just the convenience.
Yes. And then does he fall in love with the heroine?
Well, of course. I mean, we couldn't have a romance without that.
I was worried because there's another guy in the picture.
You know, it's not like he's a virgin or anything, but she's just so amazing and appealing. How could he not fall in love with her?
Of course not, because she's so delectable. And is she virgin? Is she a virgin?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Oh, I know the trope so well.
Yeah, well, and then he, of course, gets in the loophole of, you know, she calls him out. Well, now you've ruined me. What are you going to do with me? And he's like,
right.
Yep.
So usually I'd read so many of these books. I figured around page 150 is usually about where she lost her virginity. So I've read so many. So I got to the point where I could kind of gauge where, you know, that would all happen. And,
I mean, that's the thing we talk about, you know, everything's a happy ending. Everything's predictable. And every now and then we think about strain from that. I think that would just make people so miserable. They'd be like, no, wait, what?
You got to keep the formula. Cause that's what, part of it, you know, makes the story really well. Now, is there a lot of hot sex scenes, or are you more story driven? How does that go? How do you guys balance that?
We like to think we have a good balance between story and smut. So we definitely have steamy love scenes. They're pretty, you know, they get pretty explicit, but and they're rather frequent, but we try to make sure that we have a plot and characters people care about too, so it's not just, you know, all about the sex.
Right. And I had someone ask me recently, and I'll ask you this question: how much of the sex scenes is really fantasy versus reality?
Oh, they're all my everyday life. I'm sure I speak for Erica too. This is exactly what this is all we know. So that's all we can write about.
So,
yeah, I will say our husbands have offered a lot to help us with that research part.
So the action is really in Iowa, I guess. I'm missing the boat here in Oregon. We're just kind of watching the grass grow and the forest grow here. So boy, okay. So that's a hot action state. I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great question, though? I really enjoyed that question from somebody. I got it. So what is it that as you know, indie authors, what is it that you're looking for right now to help get the word out about you?
I think it's more, you know, just kind of being present, and I'm working to really, you know, be on the social media, building up just,
right,
you know, our brand of who we are, and just, and even hearing back from our, you know, the people who read, the fans who are reading our books, like, what do you love to hear? Truly, the reason the new book we have coming out that I'm writing is Untamed Love, and it's because I had a reader say, you know, I read Unbridled Love. I want to know how their story ended. It just, I want to know what happens to them. And I said, you know what? I'm going to write it. I'm going to write you that story. So that's, you know, I think those are those things that kind of help and let us know what you
right.
do love, what you don't love about the books, even, you know, helps us, I think, build our craft and just get better at what we do. And, you know, we're writing it for our fans. We're not, you know, we write it for ourselves. It's therapy for us. It's a lot of bonding time.
Right.
We enjoy that. But, you know, we also enjoy to hear what everybody's thinking and what they love and even what
yeah.
they don't love. Yeah.
And I know for a fact, I mean, because you're part of Soul Sisters Romance. It's our platform on
yes.
Instagram where we help promote everybody. You know, we're not just promoting ourselves, but we promote everybody. I
yes.
just had a new author come aboard. I don't know where she is right now, but she's just brand new. She just wrote a book about the COVID situation where she's on the front line. She's a nurse. So she's wanted some advice. So she's asking me, and I'm like, oh boy, if I got a nickel for every time I was asked advice, I'd
have
20 nickels.
You're a millionaire. I know. I've asked you for advice myself. I feel so.
Yeah, no. I'm happy to share my advice with anybody, really. I only give you the benefit of my experience, and you guys have to kind of learn on your own too. But, you know, it helps when you have other people who've gone through what you're going through. And I'm no exception to the rule of, you know, how do we get our word out there? I'm always trying to think outside the box. How can we make ourselves stand out? And I think one of the ways is grassroots. You know, I know you mentioned you struggle with social media. I know we had that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is a struggle. And but the essence of it is being available to your readers, and that's an interacting. You don't always have to write about, you know, post about, you know, your writing or anything, but you could post things that are interactive, that are kind of fun, and, you know, and get to know them a little bit. And I understand that could be a real pain in the ass. And because social media can be overwhelming for a lot of authors because, you know, you have to strike that balance between writing, editing, promoting, you know, marketing, you know, graphics, whatever it is, you know.
Yep. Yeah, and I that's my struggle too. I have three girls at home, and they're active,
right.
They're running, and it's like, how do I put that social media down, spend time with them, and, you know, want them to see like it's, So, you know, my own personal social media is pretty much null. It's just more my writing social media, but,
right.
We've been doing some Facebook takeovers, and I enjoy those. Those are kind of nice where they're small snippets of time, and I get to really interact, and I can devote that time. And so I think, you know, those are, they're great ways. And honestly, I think we've built to where we, you know, what we are. It's not huge, but we're starting to feel some more momentum. And through the social media, through the Facebook, through the Twitter and all that stuff.
Right. And I only started doing takeovers myself back in December. I'd never really done that. I was really nervous doing them. And once you do them, you realize there's a lot of work involved. You got to do planning, you know, all this, all the promos and stuff. But what I realized too is that when I'm interacting with everybody, I can have them follow me on my other platforms. So that's an opportunity right there to start growing your social media without having to do a lot of extra, you know.
Yes.
If you do a giveaway, So mm-hmm. I'm glad you ladies are doing that, because that's really helpful. You know, and plus the Soul Sisters, we're trying to do, you know, promos every Friday, and we're going to do a break from that for a little bit, and then we're going to mm-hmm. start up again in June. So, I just try to think of ways to help authors, you know, give me a question, maybe I could help you that way, because I'm always trying to provide tips to people. One mm-hmm. tool is very helpful is find an app where you could pre-schedule your posts. And a lot of apps will tell you when the best time is to post. So you could I pre-schedule things on Sunday, and then they post throughout the week. So a little bit of time on Sundays, for me at least, helps with that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think it is. It's getting those different tools that are out there, discovering them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have other author friends that I've worked with, and I've used different, you know, media sites like BookFunnel mm-hmm. and different ways to kind of be able to be in touch with this, your genre, you know, people who are reading romance, who specifically, and that has helped a lot. So, you know, letting other author knows that there's all these other platforms and the sites out there that you can definitely, you know, start to utilize, and that really does help build that, and it makes things a little easier for mm-hmm. you too once you start to kind of figure them out and start working with them a little bit.
And I think All Author is probably one of my favorite ones. It's a paid subscription, but it, for what you get back, it's really worth it. And I think too, BookFunnel is great, especially for newsletter builders. That's really excellent. I did really well there.
Mm-hmm.
And then BookBub is another one. So, you know, I like all that, where you can start doing that. And I'm glad you're interacting more with other authors too. I think that's fabulous.
I feel like time
is valuable.
And it's such a resource for us all. And, you know, everybody I've interacted with has been so kind and so nice. And I think we're all such a community of people that, yes, we want to do well ourselves, but we just congratulate each other when we see somebody else being successful and doing well too. It just, you know, which is nice to see that in the community.
Right. It's fun. You know, I get a kick out of helping people, and I really like it. But I also realize too that I have to kind of balance it with making sure I get promoted too, because sometimes I don't. The pendulum goes the opposite way, and I'm like,
what's wrong with this picture? Yes, very true.
I think that's the whole reason I started Soul Sister Romance, is because when I started out in 2009, I had nobody. I started from scratch. I didn't even know how to write dialogue. I had to go just look at a book and figure it out. So it's and no one to help me. So I really wanted to give back as much as I can. So hopefully that, you know, takes off. Yeah. So how long have you ladies been writing?
We started like late fall or
August of 2018.
Okay, so end
of summer. Our first book we published in December of 2018. Yep.
Oh.
So not so long.
You're newbies.
We're newbies.
Can't you tell?
Oh, gosh. We're newbies, and we're still trying to figure it all out. It's been a journey. You will say it's been a good journey.
Well,
and a lot of cocktails, right?
Oh, yeah. It's our excuse to get together. And, you know, we just always tell our husband, we're working. And, you know, whether we're brainstorming or writing or editing or whatever we're doing, you know, we're constantly kind of throwing around ideas and things. So,
yeah, I think we're trying to figure out how to make our vacations go into, like, how do we write these vacations off? These are work vacations.
Yes. Or, you know, you could treat it like a writing retreat. So
yes,
you actually
there
do
we go.
Writing and collaboration when you go away, and then that way
We do.
Hopefully, you know, when tax time comes around, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Our hotel room is checked. Cocktails check. I don't know how if you can use cocktails,
yeah.
But anyway.
We'll work on that.
But, that's cool. Where do you guys like to go? What do you like to do outside of writing? What's your deal?
Well, we take a lot of walks, but that's mostly lately because we don't have a lot of other options right now. It's kind of funny because we've known each other since middle school band. We met in seventh grade band, and we went to the same middle school, high school, and college. We lost touch for a little bit and then reconnected after we were both married. And we live down the street from each other, like a block away. We work at the same place. Our daughters are friends. It's a little Stepford creepy, but it's been awesome because between, you know, our husbands and us, we have three only children that, you know, we don't have siblings or anything to kind of vacation with or do, you know, mm-hmm. kind of fun things to get together. And it really is. It's like a second family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where was the inspiration to write a book? Where did that come from?
There might have been alcohol involved in that event too. One of our friends was visiting back home. He's out in Denver and was visiting us, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, my friends you know, have been writing books on Amazon. They've really taken off," and da da. And we're like, "Huh, that sounds fun. We could do that, right?" And I had a book that I'd been piddling around with for like 6 or 7 years. I just would work on a little bit here and there. And I didn't have it the way I wanted it, but the idea was there. And I looked at Erica and I was like, you know, I have like 120 pages of a book. We could just kind of rethink it. and she said, huh. And then we had an idea. That was the arrangement. So that was our first historical release. And then our first contemporary was the Cougars Club trilogy, which actually that whole idea came out of that night too. That was a really productive night with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it just, we both are creative people, and just, I've always wanted to be more, you know, my job is not as creative. So to be, this kind of allows me to have that ability again. So it was just kind of like, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's do this. You know, I used to write when I was little. I'd write books and make books up when I was a young girl, and just those things kind of go to the wayside. And so it's just kind of a fun and therapeutic how it came for us. So.
Yeah.
It's
you can
it's
do with your friends.
That
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. And really I see in your future, I see a 12 step program in your future, maybe writing a book about the 12 step program because of all the cocktails you guys are drinking. I'm kidding. But
it sounds
I'm
a lot more incriminating than it actually is. We're just trying to sound a lot cooler than we are.
Are you? Well, I'm hearing, you know, research with the husbands. I'm hearing, you know, Dubuque, Iowa is pretty hot, and et cetera. You ladies are funny. So you're my kind of people because you're not uptight about writing, and it's fun, and you make it fun, and you know, the collaboration, you trust each other. That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. It really is. And that you have someone you can rely on like that, especially your friend. Cause that you spend a lot of time together. So there's really a lot of, you know, patience
and it's,
you know, friendship.
It's one of those
and alcohol.
Yeah. I don't think either of us would be writing though, if it wasn't for the other one.
No.
You know, I think I am more like pragmatic and reserved, and everything has to be a certain way, you know, and I'm like the kind of final call on commas and this and that. And, Erica's more the free spirit. Let's just jump in and try it. And I think we balance each other really well. It's like we make one complete writer person.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's great. That you have that collaboration and that cooperation. because I don't know if I could do that, honestly.
I think you have to trust the other person, like, and you know, and I think that, like,
right.
you said, you have to, because it is your work, it is like your baby, and you're just kind of like, I'm gonna trust that, you know, I'm like, you can edit Phillips, you can do what you need to do to it to make it whatever you need it to be to, or what you see, and I trust that you're just gonna add to it, and you know, kind of, you know where my ideas are going and what I want to convey.
Yeah, I don't
right.
think there's any
right.
changes that either of us have suggested that haven't improved the work overall.
Well, then that you're a great writing team then, because that's the ultimate goal right there is, you know, to be able to produce a piece of work, get it published, and you're both happy. That's
yeah. It's a good thing we like each other, I guess.
Yeah. I'm waiting for our first big fight. We've never had a big fight.
Are you?
One of these days. For real.
For real.
I could help that along, maybe. I don't know. Erica's my favorite. I'm just teasing.
Maybe that could be like a promotional thing. Like in this corner,
yeah.
we have Erica versus Phil.
Yeah. Get the boxer. Mm-hmm. Get the. I have the perfect graphic for you too. That I should send it to you. I'll send you the graphic. It's
fantastic.
Pretty funny. It's pretty cute. Yeah, it's a little girl holding the it has boxing gloves on. It's really cute.
Oh,
so yeah, that's
cute.
Well, you don't want to fight, for Pete's sake. Life is too short to fight. Honestly,
I know,
silly girls.
Well,
yeah.
And we both have
it.
Pretty stressful jobs, so
yeah.
we need this to not be stressful. And the fact we don't, you know, we decide
yeah.
when we're putting books out. We don't have anybody telling us deadlines. We don't, you know, it's just very organic, and we can. Come back to it and just kind of keep it going. And we
right.
both have had spouts where
right.
like, yeah, I haven't written anything for like a week. I'm, you know, I just need something else. And, you know, it's like, we give each other grace and space.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you, you know, they say as an author, you read what you write. Are you avid readers? Do you read a lot of historical? Do you read a lot of contemporary?
I have read a lot of, Philippa Gregory was a huge, she's an author that I love to read her historical stuff. You know, growing up,
mm-hmm.
I was more like the V.C. Andrews was my big jam was V.C. Andrews. I could read everything of hers. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah. You know, I think as I got older, I didn't read as much. I think, you know, kids and family and work and so many other things just kind of took over. So now that I'm writing, I am reading more. I'm reading more, you know, and I think more just from other authors that I'm meeting. I'm more indie authors than I am reading the big,
right.
the big authors you see in the stores anymore. And it's just been kind of neat
right.
to see, to read so many different books. And I've really enjoyed that piece of it now.
Have you done a book signing yet or any of that?
We have not, just due to the fact that at this time we're still keeping it pretty
yeah.
closed down. Well, we might have to wear some type of fancy panty wigs, or I don't know.
We had a Facebook group that wanted us to come and like just either online do like a video read of one of our books and like an author's like, could we ask you questions? You know, we're going to read your books for our book club. And we're like, oh my God, do we do like a Sia wig or like what's the plan here?
Yeah, no. And you know, I think the anonymity actually adds an element to your writing. I like that actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. That's good.
keep it close, you know, keep that close to you guys. Cause I mean, you obviously have outside lives, so you don't want that to be
mm-hmm.
a crossover of, you know, whatever. I don't know if it could be policy or if it's reputation, character, whatever, you know, it's all of that. I imagine.
Yeah.
We just want to keep being able to say that we're in our 20s and young and hot and not have anybody know any differently.
Wow. I even believe that one. Then you'll believe I'm 29.
yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. So what what's coming up for you aside from the summer sizzle? What are you guys planning in the future? Do you have any, do you do long-term goals? Do you, or is it just on the spur of the moment?
Kind of on the spur of the moment. I am currently working on another historical, Untamed Love, which we're looking to hopefully release in June of this year. I do have another, I've done a little dabbling in the paranormal romance. So I have one out there called Dark Innocence, and that ended with a cliffhanger. So the ending to that is coming up also. And then I'm working on our first full length novel, which is going to be a Christmas kind of a win a date type of book. So yeah, so that's kind of what I've got in the works, and I know Phillips has got a few going too.
Yeah, I have a contemporary about a girl who just gets her heart broken at the altar kind of thing, and ends up meeting a man who she mistakenly thinks is gay, and then he is going to kind of need to play along with that for a while, and they end up as roommates, and there's lots of sexual tension, but neither moving on it for obvious reasons. And then I have another contemporary that I'm not entirely sure if I'm what I'm going to do with it yet. It has kind of a ghost story background to it from like this old legend, takes place in England. And then I'm also working on a horrifyingly autobiographical contemporary right now, just because we've been in quarantine an awfully long time, and unfortunately my character is facing a divorce. And so this is just another one of those therapeutic writing things.
I've been having fun writing that.
The good news is I haven't gotten back to that for a while, so I think things have been better.
I know. I just started writing again because I have one coming out in June, and I need to get my ass in gear and start writing more. And because if it's going to release in June and I'm only in chapter 4, what does that tell you?
Oh, yeah. But don't you go in spurts?
Yeah.
Like you know, I'll have like a super productive, you know, writing, can't stop. And then it's like nothing for days.
Yeah. And I get tired too during the day because quarantine, you know, you're kind of stuck and you kind of sleep maybe more than you normally do. I mean, I don't have kids. I have dogs, but that's, they're honestly, they're worse than kids. So
we're dog people too.
Okay. Yeah. So you get that too on top of it.
Oh yeah.
And then the husband, then the husband on top of everything else. That's just another kid to add to the pile. Right.
It is.
Yeah. And what kind of day do you ladies write?
Oh, I think it's all over the place. There's some, you know, it's hard right now with the kids and trying to homeschool kids.
Uh-huh.
So I find that that's not happening during daytime. It's usually kind of late at night, you know, when everybody's off to bed. I might, you know, stay up a little bit later, do a lot of the writing. More in the evening hours for myself. That's kind of when I can finally have some quiet moments away from everybody. Yeah.
Do you have any rituals? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say, I find I'm not doing as much writing just because I feel like with working remotely, I'm staring at a computer screen all day. And then sometimes my eyes are just done with that format. And, you know, so it's kind of like on days I have less meetings and things, I tend to write more.
What do you have any rituals that you do when you're writing?
Pour a glass of wine.
That's a ritual.
Have a dog next to me nestled up. about it.
That's another ritual. Oh, okay. Yep. No music or nothing.
No, I might just have, you know, just background TV noise going on in the background. But otherwise, just kind of just in the dim light, you know, kind of lights are out. Dogs are quiet. Kids are sleeping, hopefully, or they're up and just in their rooms. You know, as long as it's, I kind of need it to be quiet. You know, if everybody's up and they're asking me 50 million questions and I can't concentrate. So,
Then it gets, I'm surprised I can I'm lucky because I don't have people who are interrupting unless it's my husband who has to read me everything off the internet that he sees. You know, I don't know if you have that issue. But it's always...
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I read? I'm like, okay, I'm trying to watch my paranormal show, but how good are you? You know? So, yeah, it's kind of crazy. So tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
So we are on Twitter. Oh gosh, you know, I'm bad. I gotta look them up almost. It's been so long.
That's okay.
We are on Instagram at Phillips. @Erica.2018. Facebook, if you just put in, we're on Erica Phillips. I don't think it comes up as it's kind of a funny thing on Facebook, but we are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're on BookPub now, so you can follow us on BookPub. And we are also, BookPub, and that's about it right now, I think.
BookBub or BookPub?
Was it Bub?
Sorry, Bub. B-U-B. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, no problem. B-U-B. Yeah, that's a great platform. I love that platform.
Yeah, we're new on that one. I just started. Mm-hmm.
Are there any that you would suggest that we're not mentioning?
BookFunnel is the one where you want to grow your newsletter. I've done Prolific Works, which used to be Insta Freebies. And that's a giveaway. So usually what I do is with my series, I'll give the first book away. I'll collect an email for the newsletter. And then hopefully they'll go and read the second in the series. But honestly, I think giveaways are kind of a fraud for authors.
We find they just fly off the shelf when they're free. Strangely.
Yes.
Hook people, but I feel like there's always another free book that's not ours the next day. So that's the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I know a lot of authors who have a series, for example, and then they'll have the first one free on Amazon and then the second one, you know, you pay for. And then with Kindle Unlimited, then, you know, I have a subscription to Kindle Unlimited, which helps me, you know, be able to read a lot for other people and leave reviews. And that's a nice subscription. But sometimes, I'm not finding a lot of reaping my rewards from giving away free stuff. The only other positive has been receiving an email so I could send out newsletters. So in just doing that grassroots, you know, newsletter connection and, you know, more readers and more people. So, So we're getting low on time. So is there anything you want to say about anything in particular?
No, I mean, I think we're excited to be here. We are looking forward to the talk. A little nervous. This is our first podcast ever.
Oh,
little jitters there, but
and you're,
yay!
You're going around the world too. You both have gotten around. We've gotten around the world. So
that is so true.
So we could really start a rumor with that one. Okay,
you could.
So
yeah.
I
think we just are appreciative that people are allowing us to just kind of have our, you know, fun hobby. And, you know, if there are pieces of writing that happen because of it and people enjoy them, perfect. So, we've just been very appreciative to everybody that has kind of welcomed us and helped us and mentored us and then also just supported us through book sales and things.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And I'm so happy that both Erica and Phillips were here today and incognito, which is so cool. You guys are rebels. I like rebels.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for being here today, ladies. And thank you. And I'll look forward to interacting with you on Instagram, and we will be back next week. So thank you. You guys stay safe. Wear your mask, wear your rubber gloves, and pick them up and dispose of them. I'm sorry. I'm tired of seeing all the people who are not doing that. So.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you again. You guys, good luck with your summer sizzle.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Take care. Bye. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.